top tools to own for charcoal grilling. When I get the chance to visit a brick-and-mortar barbecue specialty store, I am always amazed at the number of accessory items currently offered for grilling and smoking. The options are staggering. I certainly can see why an individual might end up purchasing too many items, thinking that it's a necessity when it comes to the grill or smoker. My intent is to guide you on the bare basic tools that are needed when you own a charcoal grill. Of course, I may slip in there a couple of next-in-line purchases that may not be necessities, but sure come in handy. Let's get started. Tool number one. Chimney starter. Honestly, I don't know a safer, easier method of lighting the fuel for your grill than with a chimney starter. Are they pretty much the same? Pretty much, but here's my recommendations on what to look for. One that is made of plain steel, meaning no paint. One that has a heat-safe handle that is placed far enough away from the chimney body to prevent you from receiving burns and includes a heat shield. One that is large enough to hold enough charcoal for the size of your grill. One that is well vented at the base to get things hot within 15 minutes. Tool number two. We just talked about the chimney starter, which emits very high heat. So this next item is going to keep you fire safe. High temperature resistant gloves. Personally, I use welding gloves as I appreciate that I can purchase a longer length glove. Plus, these gloves tend to have great flexibility to them since most are made from cow leather. Best of all, they last forever. Tool number three, long-handled tongs. Your standard tong length for the traditional kitchen just won't work at the grill, as you need to keep some arm distance from those hot coals. I like the 20-inch length with silicone grips as well as silicone tips, as silicone can tolerate extremely high heat. Tool number four. Like the tongs, a must-have is long-handled spatula for those food items that need to be flipped. I prefer one that is made of solid steel and has a bit of beveling to the edge. Again, the longer the handle, the better for keeping away from intense heat. Of course, you'll be wearing your high temperature resistant gloves as well. Tool number five. Even if you don't grill every day, you still are going to need a good brush to clean up the residual food bits and grease. There's been a lot of controversy over the use of metal bristles, but most of these brushes are made well. You simply forget that, like your toothbrush, they need to be replaced periodically before the bristles start to come loose and have the potential to be transported to your foods. I prefer a brush with metal bristles with a long handle to keep my arm away from the heat, as often you want to clean the grill when it's still hot. Remember, most of these brushes are under $10, so think about purchasing one a couple of times per season to ensure the bristles stay put. Tool number six, an easy to read digital thermometer. It is a must when you grill or smoke. Look for one that has a longer probe for when you're grilling larger roasts and thicker cuts of meat and poultry. Be sure the readout is easy to see, and if you grill a lot at night, get one that has a backlight to see more clearly. If you cook a lot of different animal proteins at the same time, try to have a thermometer dedicated to each food so you don't cross-contaminate while bacteria may still be an issue. Most of the digital thermometers on the market today are under $18, with even more under $10. Other recommended tools. These are additional items I love to have on hand to use with my charcoal grilling and smoking. The disposable foil pan. Perfect to use as a water pan, cooking pan with a roasting rack inserted, grease collection pan, and a warming pan. Fine wire mesh. Cut to size to fit my charcoal area. I prefer to use fine wire mesh when I want to ensure I can retain every small hot coal for my cooking. This works particularly well when you plan to ember cook foods like peppers, onions, eggplant, and garlic. Fire brick. I use one or two fire bricks to set up my two-zone cooking area. The bricks also work great for positioning a pan on to allow for elevation in the cooking area. There you have it. My top choices for the tools that will bring ease to your charcoal grilling and smoking. Just remember to include some clean, bark-free hardwood on the charcoal for even better flavor to your foods. Do you have a favorite tool for charcoal grilling that didn't make our list? Tell us what you couldn't grill without. Get tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the flame and fire to improve your skills with wood-fired cooking.